Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2522, with a release date of Friday, February 27th, 2026, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Repairs delay the Artemis II launch. Ham Clock gets a back-end server and a future. And are you ready for the Bouvet Island 3Y0K de-expedition? All this and more is Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2522. Comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Union, Kentucky, here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
As Newsline went to production, the 3Y0K de-expedition was approaching Bouvet Island and keeping an eye on the weather. If you're hoping to get in the log, familiarize yourself with the team's operating procedures, which appear on their website, 3Y0K.com. Some of them depart from customary procedures so as to avoid interference from DQRM. Keep up to date by following the link that appears in the text version of this newscast at arnewsline.org. And good luck. Meanwhile, if you were looking forward to the launch of NASA's Artemis II moon rocket in March, you're going to have to wait a bit longer. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, brings us an update.
The Artemis II moon rocket is leaving the launch pad at Florida's Kennedy Space Center, but not for its trip in the direction of the moon. At least, not yet. As was expected, the rocket is headed towards the Vehicle Assembly Building on site, where NASA can address a helium blockage affecting the rocket's upper stage. The space agency, which had announced the original launch window beginning March 6th for the test flight liftoff, has said the repair could delay things for a month or more. This is to be the first crewed moon mission in more than 50 years. Four amateur radio operators are among 34 volunteer observers around the world chosen recently to passively track radio waves transmitted during the mission. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Good news for Ham Clock users and fans, a free community back-end server has become available. The website hamclock.com make Ham Clock's continued functions available for free following a successful reconfiguration of the clock to the new server. The functions include, among other things, weather pressure maps, aurora map generation, ham news headlines, real-time PSK reporter spot data, VOACAP propagation reports, and KP index from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The functions are made possible through the work of Bruce Edrich, W4BAE, who built the project upon the Open Ham Clock backend. Updating can be done via two simple text changes, either to the host file or to the command that starts Ham Clock. The project is independent of the feeds from the original site, clearskyinstitute.com. It is one of several developments as forks of the Open Ham Clock backend created by Brian Wilkins, KO4AQF, and Austin Parsons, KN4LNB. Brian told Newsline that installation instructions and other information can be found on GitHub. The link is in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. The popular shack accessory was left in limbo after the recent death of its creator, Elwood Downey, WB0OEW. Without a new back-end service, its varied functions were scheduled to stop working in June. A solar-powered high-altitude balloon was launched recently by middle schoolers in Florida, and though it weighed only 15 grams, it carried an ambitious agenda for science and the students. Jack Parker, W8ISH, tells us more.
Accompanied by their parents and some school staffers, 63 students at the Sky Academy in Englewood, Florida, watched on the 18th of February as their little Sky Tracker Pico balloon soared away from Earth with the help of hams from the Englewood Amateur Radio Society. Equipped to communicate via APRS, the balloon transmits such data as time, date, altitude, ascent, humidity, grid square, and, of course, its call sign, N4EAR-1. The launch was the first for the students, who are in the school's STEM program, and it was the first partnership of its kind for the Amateur Radio Society, said its president, Bill Reed, K7WWR. The students have been able to track its international journey on their smartphones and on a big screen in their classroom. Bill told Newsline that students aren't the only ones who have been immersed in this project. He said, quote, "Our club members are very excitedly tracking the balloon. It has generated much excitement as we are wondering how our baby is doing. We are hoping for at least one circumnavigation of the globe," end quote. At the time that Bill spoke to Newsline, the balloon was nearly over Africa and well on its way. That's a particular point of pride for the club's officers who supported this first-time collaboration with the school. It opens up the world, even as the little balloon soars high above it. This is Jack Parker, W8ISH.
If you want to track the balloon, visit APRS.fi and enter the call sign N4EAR-1. A dedicated defender of the amateur radio spectrum in the IARU's Region 1 has become a silent key. We hear more about him from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Colin Thomas, G3PSM, who served as president of the Radio Society of Great Britain from 2008 to 2009, was known throughout Region 1 of the IARU as an active advocate of the well-being of the amateur radio spectrum. According to his obituary on the RSGB website, Colin's greatest efforts within the region included the defence of existing allocations and the acquisition of 136 kHz and 472 kHz for amateur use. He also pushed for allocations at 5 MHz and for the expansion of 7 MHz. Colin died on Tuesday, the 17th of February, following a short illness. His involvement with IARU Region 1 included serving as its HF manager from 2005 to 2008. In 2017, IARU Region 1 presented Colin with the Roy Stevens G2BVN Memorial Award for his service and dedication to international amateur radio. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
San Ramon, California will be hosting a busy weekend this coming October, so plan ahead. George Zafranopoulos, KJ6VU, has the details.
Hams and other tech enthusiasts who are coming to San Ramon, California for Pacificon 2026, the ARRL Pacific Division Convention, can look forward to a separate event on their calendar taking place just down the street. The Zero Retries Digital Conference is back for a second year. Organizers have announced that the Roundhouse Conference Center will be hosting the conference on the 15th of October. Attendees who arrive early will also have an opportunity to visit the Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California. Registration is not yet opened, and planning is still a work in progress for the Zero Retries event. Organizers stress that if you have plans to attend both events, Pacificon is a separate activity taking place on October 16, 17, and 18, and you'll need to register for that at pacificon.org. The Zero Retries Newsletter inaugural conference was held in September 2025 in Washington State. This is George Zafiropoulos, KJ6VU.
Hams in One New Mexico Club were pleased to discover that the mobile trailer they've been borrowing from the county is now theirs to use full-time. Ralph Scolacci, KK6ITB, gives us those details.
An amateur radio club in New Mexico has become the beneficiary of a statewide transition by first responders to a new digital microwave communication system on 700 megahertz. In Socorro County, officials have transferred the use of their older mobile VHF communications trailer to the Socorro Amateur Radio Association. The association had been borrowing the trailer for quite some time for members' use during field day at the San Antonio Fire Station, as well as for the group's emergency operations. One of the members, Alfred Braun, AC5BX, told Newsline in a phone call that the county's action now means that the hams will have full-time access to the trailer and will be able to use and maintain everything in good working condition for the next 4 or 5 years. Meanwhile, New Mexico's Department of Information Technology continues reducing its reliance on analog VHF, bringing first responders throughout the state onto what they consider to be a more secure digital trunking network. This is Ralph Squillace, KK6ITB.
Congratulations to Fred Archibald, VE1FA, and Helen Archibald, VA1YL, who were recently recognized by Radio Amateurs of Canada for their years of amateur radio commitment. The husband and wife team has been chosen to receive the RAC's Amateur of the Year Award for 2025. Married for more than 50 years, they have been almost equally married to their amateur radio involvement, which has included teaching, mentoring, net control, club leadership, and equipment restoration. Read more about them on the RAC website at rac.ca. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the VE2REH repeater in southwestern Quebec, Canada, on Fridays at 7:20 p.m. local time. The Worldwide Award, a massive 31-day ham radio event celebrating global communication across as many countries as possible, has inspired a similar event coming in March. This one is just for YLs. We have the details from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Taking their cue from the successful Worldwide Award of the past few years, organizers are launching the YLWWA. YLs from far and wide will be calling CQ for hunters from anywhere in the world. A shorter version of the month-long event, this activity takes place only from the 9th to the 16th of March, with YLs using their own call signs and their own preferred modes. Veronica, DL4VER, the event's international liaison for the event, told Newsline that the idea had been born at Ham Radio Friedrichshafen last year in a discussion between Max, IW1FRU, and Heike, DL3HD, the German YL's representative. Veronica said it was the first international radio project designed to bring together the largest numbers of YLs globally in a single event. Logging will be done live by the activators without the need for hunters to submit logs. She added, quote, "Hunters just need to go out on the bands and enjoy the radio," end quote. Details about the event, including rules and awards, are available on the website. You'll find a link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org, where you will also be able to see which YL activators have already signed up. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
AMSAT's Youth Initiative has been busy on a number of fronts with projects to encourage youngsters to learn more about satellites and their impact on our lives. With this report, we welcome the newest member of the Newsline team, Daniel Garcia, W2DIY.
In its continued efforts to connect the next generation with satellite initiatives, AMSAT's Youth Initiative has produced a new installment in its online satellite course, and in a separate effort, has introduced a free downloadable coloring book for younger students. The coloring book, called Satellites in Space Help Us Live a Better Life on Earth, focuses on ways that satellites have an impact on almost everyone's daily activities. Produced with a grant from Amateur Radio Digital Communications, it contains illustrations on 12 two-page spreads and is available in English and Spanish with accompanying discussion guides. Details and downloadable copies are available at the website buzzsat.com. Meanwhile, the third installment of AMSAT's free online satellite course is being prepared for release. It was produced by Eric Sonnenwald, N2XSE, a retired science teacher, and examines the way satellites assist with the control of pollution on Earth. It will be available with the two other courses released earlier in the program, Introduction to Satellite Meteorology and Satellites and Climate Change. AMSAT rolled out its community-based youth initiative program in 2022 to provide age-appropriate lessons for students living in the satellite age. This is Daniel Garcia, W2DIY.
In addition, if you're a student who's also a licensed ham, you now have a good excuse for looking out the window or staring up at the sky. AMSAT has declared the first and third Tuesday of each month to be STOTA Day. That's Students on the Air Day. Starting in March, students everywhere in the U.S. will be encouraged to get out there and make as many QSOs by satellite as they can and work as many satellites as they can. Have fun, just don't do this in the middle of class. Unless your teacher approves, of course. In the world of DX, hams throughout Denmark will be activating the call sign OZ100OZ from the 1st through to the 8th of March to mark the centenary of amateur radio as a licensed activity in that country. It was in March of 1926 that the Danish Ministry of Public Works legalized ham radio, which, by the end of its first year, had issued 40 licenses to operators. Arno, DL1CW, is operating as 9G5ZZ from Ghana until the 3rd of March. He is using mainly CW with some RTTY. Listen for him on 80 through 6 meters. The Radio Club of the National Polytechnic Institute of Cambodia, XU7AMO, will have a number of operators, including the school's students, calling QRZ via the QO100 satellite from the 27th of February through to the 2nd of March. The activity will take place during a satellite communication training session by the Telecom Department of the Electronics Faculty in Phnom Penh. They will also be making use of three low Earth orbit satellites, RS-44, SO-50, and FO-29. Suvarna VU-3OPT will continue its operation on Mauritius as 3B8G through to the end of March. Listen for him on 2015 and 10 meters, where he will be using CW. For all of these stations, please see QRZ.com for QSL information and other details. Finally, this week, we here at Amateur Radio Newsline are asking for your help in identifying a very special young person whose ham radio adventures have risen to Olympic heights worthy of special recognition. Newsline's Mark Abramovich, NT3V, is here with that story.
Some of you will know of a young ham who has done extraordinary things in just a few short years of activity in this hobby. Maybe he or she is now a teenager, someone for whom you have served as a role model, or as we old-timers call it, an Elmer. Perhaps that person has been involved in spearheading special activities at your radio club, or even started a radio club in their school and recruited classmates. This could be a young person who, thanks to your support and those in your community, has promoted amateur radio through Field Day, weekly nets, got invited to appear and speak at a forum at Hamvention, or earned a coveted invitation to work with other like-minded teenage hams at the Youth on the Air camp. If you know someone like that, we need you to shine the spotlight on that person. We're now opening nominations for the Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Young Ham of the Year Award for 2026. We need you to step up and bring your special ham to the attention of our team of judges. Candidates must be licensed amateur radio operators, 18 years of age or younger, and residents of the continental United States. Go right now to our website, arnewsline.org, and find the nomination form under the Awards tab. Start assembling the documentation on your nominee and make sure you turn it in by our May 31st deadline. The award is only possible with your nominations and your support. I'm Mark Abramovich, NT3V, Chairman of the Young Ham of the Year Award Program.
With thanks to Alfred Braun, AC5BX, Amateur Radio Daily, AMSAT News Service, David Bihar, K7DB, DXWorld.net, El Defensor Chieftain, 425DX Bulletin, IARU Region 1, NASA.gov, QRZ.com Forums, Radio Society of Great Britain, ShortwaveRadio.de, Space.com, Veronica, DL4VER, Wireless Institute of Australia, Zero Retries, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Union, Kentucky, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.